Hello and welcome to the first episode, or I don't know what you call them, but of the ESOP podcast. I'm Andrea.
And I'm Chris.
And we are the student diversity chairs for the EOP advisory board. And we're going to be hosting the podcast for...
Very excited for all the episodes to come.
Yeah. So I guess we can start off and break the ice a little bit with a question. So, Chris, if you could eat one food / dish daily for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Honestly, I've been thinking about this question all day. I'm going to give a very practical answer in saying a sandwich. You know, a sandwich is a very versatile answer. You got, like, grilled cheese, BLTs, you know. I love Jersey Mike's personally, so I'd probably eat that every day. But I think a sandwich is probably my best answer. What is your favorite kind of food? Or if you could have a dish you could eat for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's a good answer. I would say I'd have to go with pasta.
Pasta? What kind of pasta are we talking about?
Honestly, any pasta.
Any pasta? No favorites?
No. I mean, I would say I do love... like penne pasta like pesto.
Okay.
But
I don't even think I've ever had pesto before. I'm gonna have to try that out.
You're gonna have to try that out. Yeah. But I love a good carb. So.
That's a good answer. That's a good pasta is always a way to go.
It really is. So I guess we can get going. So this episode's gonna be a little introduction to all of our listeners so that they can get to know us better. And specifically, how we ended up in EOP and
what's led us to this, you know, how we joined the board and et cetera.
Yeah. So, Chris, do you want to start off? What's your EOP story?
My EOP story, you know, I came in as a transfer from Palomar College, and being an EOP there, you know, I wouldn't have made it to SDSU if I wasn't an EOP there. You know, for me, EOP has always been a home of mine. You know, the counselors have always been excellent. They're always there for me. They helped me get good grades, even when I was going through personal, like, adversity. They're always there for me. And when I got here, last semester was my first semester at SDSU. Robert Guzman, he really was a great counselor.
Shout out to Robert.
Everyone there was very welcoming. And, you know, I came in thinking that as a transfer, it was going to be really hard to even make new friends or meet new people. And joining EOP here, they really opened up to me, and, like, they were so nice, so kind, you know. Last semester, I was involved in, like, a hit and run, and Robert wasn't, like, focused on my grades. I was doing bad in my accounting class, but Robert was more focused on my well-being, and I think that was really important for me to have a sense of belonging in EOP, and that was my story really coming here. You know, what was your story coming in here, you know?
Prior to SDSU, because I'm a transfer, just like
hey,
Chris.
Hey, that's what's up.
I was a part of EOP at my community college, but I really started college a little bit before the pandemic. Oh. And so the pandemic really shut everything down, and I didn't really know people in EOP. I just knew my counselor from, like, you know, Zoom counseling.
Yeah, pretty much same thing.
Sessions, but it was really hard to sort of foster, like, a community or feel like I was a part of the community because I was literally gone from my campus for about a year. In coming here and being a part of EOP, it was very intimidating. And I think you feel this, Chris, like, as a transfer student.
It's the worst as a transfer student.
Yes, you really feel like...
you're alone.
You're a fish out of water. Like,
you're coming here and, like, everyone's already has their established friend groups. They've been here the whole time.
So it was very... I felt very scared. I was like... Oh my God, like, how am I going to navigate this big world?
It is such a big campus, too.
Yes. Not even knowing, like, where resources are. And, of course, I did, like, the tour of the school, but, you know, that's very quick and it's not very centered in really helping you find where you're supposed to go. And I remember my counselor, shout out to Miss Bianca Rodriguez.
I think she was the first one I talked to.
Really? Yeah. Oh, my God. That's amazing. Me too. Yeah, I love her. She's great.
She's great.
I talked to her right before I started school, and she was like, are you enrolled in an EOP seminar and for transfer students? And I was like, no. And she was like, okay, well, like, I'll sign you up and you do it with Robert. And I was like, okay. And really having that seminar, we'll talk about that in future episodes. Yeah. But having that seminar really, I think, saved my life. Because that first semester, I was just so green. And, I mean, the people and Robert, like, they've all become, like, such a big part of my life. And I met them through, you know, having that connection of EOP. So, yeah, I've been very fortunate. But it's definitely a very different experience from my community college.
Yeah, it was such a big jump coming from community here. It's like getting to the big leagues, you know?
Really,
and,
yeah,
you know,
it is.
You went to the transfer seminar your first semester, you said.
Yes, yeah.
I didn't even know about that, you know. I didn't get involved really into EOP until, like, this semester where I joined the board. Yeah. I really wanted to make some new friends, you know. I didn't really have anyone last semester navigating the campus alone. So it felt really cool to really be a part of something bigger than myself.
Mm-hmm. It owes us. I think it just makes us feel like we contribute to EOP, like, as a team, but I mean it really does,
we're bringing different,
it really does feel like a family sometimes.
Yeah, it really does, like, you know. Yeah. I'm starting to get that in my second semester here. Everyone's so kind and awesome.
So I guess we can jump into how has, you know, being part of EOP sort of influenced, like, your
honestly,
more of your,
like,
sense of belonging.
Like we've been talking about, you know, EOP here, I feel like it's really a niche. You know, there's everyone. It's a really tight-knit group. And I feel like just being there kind of makes you feel like you're part of something that, even if you're not on the board, you feel like being an EOP in the office, seeing everyone that's just like you, really has a sense of belonging, that you're supposed to be there, that there's people like you on campus that are going through maybe the same struggles or different types of adversity that you may be going through. Mm-hmm. I think really EOP has been that part of me that I needed as I'm getting more involved. I'm not just a one-man team, you know. I can do it myself, but I'm kind of relying on other people now where I didn't really do that in the past.
Right, yeah.
Honestly, it's kind of hard to rely on other people when you're coming in here as a transfer alone. Yeah. Everyone's already had established groups and stuff. But honestly, EOP has been really good to me, and I can't thank them enough. But how has EOP really helped you have a sense of belonging within the campus for yourself?
Well, greatly. I mean, I'm in EOP all the time, like the LSC has it become like second home. Like, I'm always there studying, and they also have like free tutoring opportunities there. And I've just gotten to meet so many people, and people that I didn't think I would meet, you know, especially in college when you're, like, in your own major and you're just taking those classes.
Exactly.
Sometimes it can be, like, the only people that you know are people within your major.
It's just, like, tunnel vision.
But, you know, my best friend isn't even in my major. She's just someone that I met in...
That's actually awesome.
...in EOP. And I find that, like, a lot of EOP students sort of, when we all just kind of congregate and we sort of meet each other. And EOP has really helped me... you know, develop so many, like, new relationships and get to know so many people that come from such, you know, diverse backgrounds. But we have this sort of thing that, like, links us together, which is being part of EOP. And, you know, even being just within the EOP community, anybody who hangs out with us. So how would you say... that being an EOP student has, we've talked a lot about the personal.
Yeah.
But how has it sort of also helped us academically, would you say, for you?
Honestly, I would say with all the resources that agree. EOP really provides, you know, I feel like all the study sessions, this isn't something I've done personally. This is something that, like, I've seen so much of now that I'm really going to get to know and participate in. I feel like I really need to take control and, like, get into these study sessions and tutoring if I really need it. I know last year I was failing accounting just because of personal adversity, the hit and run. But, you know, I really want to get into study sessions, like I said. And I think the tutoring really would have helped me out, because I got stuck on certain subjects within accounting itself. But now that I know the resources that are available to me, I feel like academically I'm going to be better going forward. And I think that I could really succeed with the, everything that EOP really provides to me and myself.
Yeah, they really equip us with some very great tools. I mean, if it wasn't for EOP, like, I wouldn't even know where the library is.
I know.
Mean, well, not only is it just, like, a humongous building, but, like, the campus is so large, and it can feel intimidating to just walk in somewhere and be like, oh, what is this place? And, like, you know, we're filming the podcast here at the Digital Humanities.
I didn't even know this existed until, center. Like, we did it.
And I have, because I've gotten a full tour of the library, so I know where you can go to the quiet floors if you need, like, you know, that extra, you know, silence for just studying, or the levels where you can even, like, you can speak and you can eat there.
Or the 24/7.
Or the 24/7 area where you can be there forever just studying. I wouldn't know, like, the printing services or anything like that if it wasn't for EOP really making it a point to have us really know that information and know that not only do we have those resources, but that we shouldn't be ashamed of using them.
Yeah, that's something that's really big that I think you just touched on, not being ashamed of using those resources. Because that's something, like, I feel like is applicable to me, because, like, I don't want handouts, you know.
But, right.
Like, it's not to take it that way, you know. Mm-hmm. When you need help, take the help. And that's something that I need to learn as a whole. Yeah. And I feel like that's something important that you touched on.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely it is. I mean, as a transfer student and as an EOP student, like, based on everybody's experiences and where they come from, entering, like, an institution like SDSU can feel like, oh my God, I don't belong here.
Imposter syndrome. That's exactly how
maybe
I felt.
Maybe I don't deserve to use these resources. I'm not worthy of them.
Yeah.
But they're available to every student, and every student every student in EOP. So really, EOP has really helped me sort of embrace that and not be ashamed. And we hope that all of our listeners as well.
Don't be ashamed to use your resources. Yeah.
They're available to everybody.
They'll help you out, whatever you need. Yeah. The kindest people you can meet.
Yes, truly. So, as we mentioned before, Chris and I are not only EOP students, but we're also on the EOP Student Advisory Board. We'll commonly refer to it as ESOB as well. This is Chris and I's first year being on the board.
First time ever and first time doing a podcast. So this is exciting.
Yeah. So how do you, Chris, how would you say our your experience in EOP is, you know, sort of going to influence our positions on the board and really what we hope to achieve as a team?
I think with the both of us, you know, we both come from being a transfer student and being within EOP, we know exactly what, like, not exactly, but we know the, like, kind of what everyone's going through and the struggles that they may have. And we can bring those points up in meetings, you know, talk about what really is needed from the EOP students as a whole, as an organization. And I think that's important that we do that, because everyone has different needs, and if they're not being addressed, then there could be future problems. And we want everyone to succeed for both personally and academically. So I think with our positions in EOP, I think it influences us to really bring those topics up that aren't being talked about in front of the board.
Yeah, and really be a voice. I think EOP has done so much for me as a college student, and for you as well, exactly. And for most likely all of our listeners. So I just really wanted to give back and use, you know, my experience and my expertise to really make a difference in a place exactly that has done so much. So, yeah, I mean, Chris and I are in EOP all the time. So if you ever see us.
If you see us, talk to us, come up to us.
Stop by and say hi. Chat. And really, like, if there's anything in EOP that you think needs
addressing, you have any questions with EOP, something that maybe someone hasn't given you answers on, just reach out to us. We will help you out in any way that we can. And if you have any questions, we'll bring it up to the board. We just want to see you guys succeed, and we want you guys to be the best that you can.
Yeah, because EOP really is a family, and family helps each other.
Exactly.
So, that's really the main reason for this podcast is having this podcast really be a device for EOP students and making them feel like they have someone that's, you know,
looking out for them, you know. A place that they can call home.
Yeah, and we'll definitely be having some guests on this podcast, and there's a lot of exciting things coming with it. We will also be having a Google form.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited to have that.
Chelsea, our lovely chair of social relations, will be putting together, and that's going to be an anonymous form where any students can submit questions or like any comments for Chris and I, and we will be...
We can answer them on the podcast for you guys. Yeah. Any questions that you may have. I know I'm trying to get a QR code on the form, so if you see the form around the office, you can just scan it and fill out the form. Like we said, it's anonymous. So if you fill it out, answer the questions, or if you have questions, ask them, and we'll get to you and we'll answer them on this podcast. So I'm excited for that form to come within the next couple weeks.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. So one last question, Chris. Just to sort of wrap up our conversation about our EOP and our experience and, you know, what we're looking forward to. If you could go back to your first day as an EOP student, what would you tell yourself?
Honestly, like the whole thing we've been talking about this whole time is resources. I'm going to tell myself from day one to get involved and use their resources. Like you said, the study sessions are a resource. The tutoring's a resource. I want to tell myself to not be ashamed to use those things that are given to you. You know, that you might need. I might need them. So I feel like as an EOP student, you have to utilize the resources. And if I utilized those resources, I feel like I would have been a better academic student last semester, even though I was going through personal adversity. I feel like at the end of the day, I got to put the emphasis on using those resources. Please use them. They will help you out a bunch. And getting involved, whether it be a student organization or EOP as a whole, please get involved. Even if you're a transfer student, get involved. I know it's going to feel bad coming in. You're going to feel like alone. But if you join the organization, you will meet friends. You'll meet new people, all different types of walks of life for people in EOP to me.
I would say for me, what I would tell myself is really embrace the people.
That's a good
point. Prior to coming to SDSU, college was a really individual experience
especially
for me.
Especially community college. You feel like it's like everyone's so different there. You're on your own, basically.
I didn't feel like I had sort of a team behind me. Yeah. I mean, aside from my personal family, really, like, helping me achieve my academic goals. And this, you know, having that lack of support can sort of make you feel like
support is so big.
Embrace the support. And so that's what I would have told myself back when I started.
Honestly, that's a really good point to bring up.
Yeah, embrace the.
Especially if you're coming through community college, you're not having like real support, you know. Your counselors aren't really looking out for you, you know. Yeah. You're just a number, basically. But when you come into EOP, people are really going to embrace you, you know.
And remember you.
Exactly. That might be the biggest thing, you know, remembering you. Whereas if you're seeing a regular counselor, they're not going to remember you.
Yeah. Like, you're not your student number. Like, you're very much a human being, a person. And everybody in EOP, they really care about each other, which has been, it's been wonderful as a student. It's
amazing, yeah.
Yeah. So that is our intro episode. That has been wonderful, and this is very exciting. Chris and I are very excited to sort of embark on this thing. So if you are listening and you're interested, you can follow our Instagram. It is at ESOB of SDSU, and that has all the announcements for upcoming events with ESOB. You can follow us there and check out Chris and I's infos on there, and everybody else that's involved on this board, who's just spectacular. And
if you're looking to come on the podcast, please reach out. We're looking for people, you know, who have all different types of walks of life, you know. Mm-hmm. Everyone has something valuable to bring. So if you're looking to be on the podcast, please reach out and let us know.
And stay tuned for the next episode. Thank you for listening.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Today's podcast was recorded at the Digital Humanities Center at the San Diego State University Library.